Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose in the Word of God. It's Monday, February 19. This is Jeff Klein with your weekly reminder to take your following of Jesus and move it beyond Sunday. Back in 2013, about 10 years ago, the atheist church was born. It was called Sunday Assembly. It was started by two British comedians, Sanderson Jones and Pippa Evans. The atheist church started here in America with a 40-city Sunday Assembly tour to kickstart a new movement. Basically, these gatherings are church without God and include amazing music, inspiring talks, community, and this credo: live better, help often, wonder more. The idea came to Jones when he attended a Christian Christmas service. He found it delightful, except for the God part. The solution? Start his own version, without God. For way too long, Christians have defined church as a Sunday gathering. But more than ever, we need to expand the definition, because church, as we've practiced it, can be done without God. At a recent assembly in Los Angeles, hundreds of atheists sang "Lean on Me," clapped their hands, heard a great speech, and left with a smile. Sound familiar? What will set the church, the real church of Jesus, apart in 2024? Well, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." He also picked up a towel, washed his disciples' feet, and told them to follow his example. He also called us to follow him in making disciples by healing broken hearts, setting oppressed people free, helping people who are blind really see, and showing the enemy's prisoners the way to freedom. Paul, the Apostle Paul, chimes in that the church is the aroma of Christ to those who are perishing, and that we are the ambassadors of Christ, telling and speaking and proclaiming the good news of Jesus throughout the world. And then Peter goes on to call us a royal priesthood, meant to proclaim the praises of him who called us from darkness into this marvelous light. The biggest thing that sets us apart? When we get on the mission of God. When we get the mission of God central and we get out of our seats and join Jesus in what he's doing. That's compelling. And that delivers what the atheist church can't. What will it take to get you out of your seat? Let's pray. Jesus, we want to do your work in the world. We want to be your people in the world. Give us pictures and visions. Speak to us through your Holy Spirit about what you'd have each one of us to do so that we can join you in what you started out doing when you first came. In your name we pray. Amen.